It's time to Ask the AD, Boise State's Athletic Director, Kurt Afshi, joining us here in studio. You can hashtag on your Twitter account, Ask the AD, at KTIK 93.1 FM, or send us off a commercial tire text to 424-9300. Caves and Prater, joined by Kurt now. Big night last night for the basketball program, Kurt. The last night for these seniors. Good crowd on hand. You had a promotion, $4 ahead for the four seniors, I guess. Yeah. Your thoughts on sending those guys out and what kind of night you experienced?
Well, it was awesome. We had about 8,600 in the building, which was just a great crowd. They were loud, really helped our team, I think, right off the bat to get them going in the right direction. You know, sometimes I think when you have senior night, you get that possibility of maybe a little lull, or they just get so juiced they forget about what they're doing and they're heads are spinning and all that kind of stuff. But Anthony got hot, obviously, right in the beginning. I think that helped the rest of our team. And, you know, we really never looked back the whole night. It was a special night, though, for all those guys, especially Mikey and Anthony, who have been a part of the program for so long and I think have been really two of the big reasons that we've been able to take this thing to another level. So it was a great night for them. Obviously sad to see them go after so much time in the program, but this team is playing really, really well at the right time, and I think we talked about it last week, and I think that they've got as good a chance as anybody down there, and who knows. I'm really, really excited for both our men's and our women's team in Vegas next week and looking forward to the tournament.
Obviously, Anthony Drimmick's pretty close to a Boise State basketball milestone. I think we even talked about this with you last week. We saw what Leon Rice said. It's hard to do anything now because you're going to be on the road, but when and if he breaks that record, or I guess I should say when he breaks that record, what and how can you guys celebrate that?
That makes it tougher, yeah, it no doubt. We have our banquet on Sunday night, which is before the tournament, so
wow.
You know, a lot of times, you know, Anthony's graduated.
So you're hoping for 28 points on Saturday in San Jose.
We're hoping for 28 points on Saturday, yeah, which would be great for him and our program. I mean, if he scores 28, I think our chances of being successful that night go pretty high. So, you know, Mike, that's a good question. We'll probably figure out a way somehow to do that. You know, a lot of times we'll bring those guys back in the fall, you know, maybe in honor of at a football game.
Right.
Maybe we can do that with Anthony. What was really, really good last night, which was just awesome for that kid, was his mom and his sister came in to Australia,
wow,
from Australia to see him play. And
that's all on their dime. There's nothing you can do for
that.
Yeah,
there's
right?
nothing we can do there. And so it was great for him to have his family there. Mikey's family was there. And so it was really, it was a great night for those guys.
Kurt, we'll finish this basketball conversation with now getting prepared for the girls and the guys at the Mountain West basketball tournament. Mm-hmm. The tournament passes and the sales of that. I've had questions here. Ask the AD, can they buy single sessions? Do they have to buy all tournaments? What's the ticket situation like? What's the plan, if you will, for people going down for the trip in Vegas?
Well, they can buy both. They can buy an all session pass. They can buy passes to individual or tickets to individual games. We're at a point now here at Boise State where there really isn't a lot for us to offer, but I think there's a really good opportunity for you to buy a ticket down there. I don't think you have to worry. I think you can go down there. Now, if they buy it when they're down there, they might have a little bit of a challenge trying to actually sit with the Boise State group, but I think it depends on who you play, how many people are in there. You know, a lot of times we can snatch some seats from some other schools maybe that don't sell all their tickets down there. So just get down there and talk to our people in the ticket office. They'll be waiting for you, and we can certainly help them out.
All right. Basketball may not finish. Of course, you want the NCAAs, maybe even an NIT. What can you say about postseason basketball and what fans should expect to have happen here after next weekend?
Well, you know, for us, we're focused on next week. I hope we're playing in the NCAA tournament. I mean, like I said before, I think this team is peaking at the right time. I think they got a great chance. I have talked to both coaches about some of the other postseason tournaments. We have not put in a bid to host any of those. The CBI and the CIT, I think, is the two that I'm referring to. I guess there's still a possibility that we could be invited to play in those. You know, our coaches are they have mixed reactions about that. I think when you have a young team, a lot of times a coach will want to get those extra practices in and go in and get some more postseason play. We've kind of got veterans on both sides, on the women's and the men's team. So we didn't put a bid in for those two, here in Boise. So I'm not really sure where that will end up. And then, you know, there's this new thing that Jim Livengood, his crew down in Vegas are putting together at the end of March, which seems to be, you know, pretty attractive. It's got some television behind it. I think CBS is going to televise. I don't know if they're doing all the games, but I know that they're partnered with those guys. Not really sure exactly how they choose those teams, but they obviously wait until the tournament's decided. And, you know, the nice thing about that tournament is they give you some time to prepare for it. You've got 2 or 3 weeks to make plans to go down there, and who knows, that could be a possibility as well. But right now we're really not talking about anything else except Las Vegas, and hopefully our team can go down there and show well, both teams.
Ask the AD with Kurt Apsey every Thursday at 5 here on Sports Radio, The Ticket with Caves and Prater. You hashtag Ask the AD, send it off to the KTAK 931 FM Twitter account. On to the sport of football, and the big story, of course, is the University of Idaho and their Sun Belt extension not granted, New Mexico State either. You're in that business. I know that's a huge day in that business. What was your reaction to that? Expected, unexpected, or somewhere in between?
I think they're in a tough spot. You know, it's unfortunate for them, and I know that you know, their athletic director and their fans and their president, they're still going through the challenges of what they're going to do. It sounds like they've got, you know, two opportunities, I guess. They could choose to be independent, or they could choose to go the 1AA route, which obviously all their other sports are a part of right now. But, you know, 2 years is a long time. I think people have just decided that that's where it's going to end up, but still there's 2 years left. And with all the things that always happen in college sports with conference movement, and I mean, who knows what the opportunities are going to be. So I'm sure they're weighing, you know, all of the options that they have now and maybe what they think might happen in the future. And it'll be interesting to see what they're going to do. I mean, I feel bad for them. It's a tough situation that they're in, and they're going to have to make some tough choices, I would assume. When the time comes. So
Rob Spears talked extensively, not just last week, but over time, about, you know, a potential another Western Conference showing up, whether it's a hybrid Big Sky or something that just kind of floats out of nowhere. I guess I'm not asking you to react to what he said, but as Jeff said, you're in this business. Are you hearing anything about the potential of another Western-based conference?
I have not. And I haven't really thought about it, to be honest with you. I guess I would say that, you know, there's always the WAC, although WAC is not a part of college football anymore. But there are those schools, there are those teams. Maybe there's a possibility of something happening there. I don't see anything else really in the West, because I guess what you have to do is you have to look at all the teams that are actually in the West, and most of them are involved in a conference already. So I guess you would maybe look at, and again, I haven't thought much about this. It's just off the top of my head as we're talking about it, but there's always, you know, maybe 1AA makes a decision to do something different. Who knows? I think you just got to look at, you know, the teams that are actually in the vicinity of Idaho, outside of the Sun Belt, obviously now, and what may or may not happen. And, you know, knowing Rob, he's putting all of his options in the bag and trying to come up with something, which is exactly what he should be doing. You know, I hope that they figure something out that's best for their program.
Jeff says, if Idaho returns to the FCS, would Boise State consider playing both in-state teams every other year, even or odd seasons? In other words, rotate between Idaho and Idaho State, sort of filling in this FCS thing. So you could play state schools without having to weaken your schedule with an FCS team every year, in other words. Would that have any appeal?
Well, right now, if you look at our schedule going forward 6 to 8 years, we don't have any plans to play an FCS school. And I don't mean that in terms of Idaho or Idaho State. I just mean in general. I think the last one we played was Idaho State. Is that right? I'm trying to think back a little bit.
Yeah.
So right now, no, not in the plans.
Not even a plan to play one.
It's not in the plans right now, and I don't think that's a secret to anybody. I mean, you can look at our schedule out. We've got some openings, obviously, in 19 and 20. A home opener. We have a home opening in 19, and then we've got to find two road games in 20 and 21. You know, I would venture to say we probably wouldn't be looking to play one of those games on the road. So is there a possibility in 2019 that the schedule's not full yet? So, you know, anything's possible. But if you look at our schedule, I think you can see that our plan right now, at least, is not to play one of those games. But, you know, sometimes it's hard to fill the schedule, and you've got to look to do that. And if that's something that we have to look at when the time comes, we'll certainly do that.
Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey, our guest here on Sports Radio The Ticket with Caves and Prater. We're talking about Idaho and their situation. And in general, though, Kurt, Power 5 schools pay one rate, $1.2 million per se, to another FBS school who is not a Power 5 school for a home game to come to their spot. Do you know approximately the price range that changes? Idaho's sitting on $6.6 million of contracts to play FBS Power 5 schools. What happens there?
I think, number one, it depends probably what school you're talking about. You know, if you're going to a place that seats 70, 80, 90,000, they can obviously pay more. I think it comes down to really what are they able to do? What team are they able to get, and what does that negotiation look like? We're a little different because we're not paying, FBS schools, whether they're in a Power 5 or not, to come for a one-time game in Boise, Idaho, $1 million. I mean, we've never done that. I can tell you in the past that at least at Boise State, when we've played an Idaho State or Tennessee Martin, really isn't a good example. But, you know, those schools we paid, I think, roughly $425, $450 for them to come to Boise to play us in the past. I would assume the schools that you're talking about are paying more than that. I do think there's a difference between an FBS and an FCS in terms of how much they pay. But I don't think the gap's that big. I really don't. I don't know the exact numbers. You guys probably have that information, but I would assume that, you know, these schools in the Big Five conferences that have the wherewithal to pay more money, those schools that are coming in there that are FCS programs, I'm just going to assume they're probably close to $1 million as well. And so I think it just depends on the school, the team that you have coming in, how close you get to the season where you have an opening and you can't fill it. I think all those things play a role in how much you're going to pay. So.